T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did he refuse?
No,
he didn't.
Yeah. Damn, I should have had him refuse.
Contract incentive. All right. Well, the winter meetings get underway in Las Vegas in earnest tomorrow morning, and John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, joins us on the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln & Ford Sports on a Sunday morning. Paul Goldschmidt introduced. Mo, what are these days like for you? Obviously, whether it's a player brought in via free agency or via trade, but a piece like Paul Goldschmidt, to be able to introduce him to the community, to Cardinals fans, what is the significance?
Well, I think when you look at what we're trying to do this offseason, one of the things that we knew we had to do was make an impact on the roster. I think historically, the St. Louis Cardinals under Bill DeWitt has always been more of the long view, understanding to try to create sustained success. The type of deal we did with Paul Goldschmidt was a little bit of putting more chips really into just next year and not worrying about what happens in 2020 or beyond. Now, you know, that'll give us time. You know, you hope that relationship fosters and grows, and it's something that ends up being that it's a longer-term relationship. But even if it's not, the goal was to be competitive in 2019. And when you have 3 years removed from postseason, we internally felt like we had to do something different. So instead of keeping our normal strategy, we deviated.
You know, you made the comment to me a month ago, I'll paraphrase, something that players with limited control, it's a case-by-case basis. It depends on the player. It depends on the person. Outside of the eye-popping back of the baseball card numbers, what was it about Paul and this case that tipped the scales for you to give up what you gave up, knowing that there is some uncertainty?
Yeah, so a couple things. One is, first off, how often do you get to bring a great player into your organization? And there's really three ways of doing it. You can develop one, you can trade for one, or you can go out and sign one in the free agent market. The latter two, you don't have a lot of control over. And so to start this, when we had learned that Arizona might move some of their talented players as they approached the offseason, we started to explore it. And the more we explored it, the more we learned about Paul, the more we liked about Paul, the more we felt like he would be a great fit for us. Now, the same can be said for the free agent market. The difference is, one of the things we had to do was take a hard look at our roster, because we also knew we have a lot of depth in our rotation. Some people weren't going to be happy with how that might have shaken out at the end of spring training. And then you have someone like a Carson Kelly, who we felt the longer he would sit in Memphis or get 20 or 30 games at the major league level, the asset value of him was going to start to decline. So we really just wanted to understand, where are we dealing from a strength? And when Paul became available, that became what we were chasing.
John Mozeliak is with us. After his press conference, we watched Paul Goldschmidt be surrounded by the luckiest tour group at Busch Stadium in a long time. Some elementary school kids swarmed him, and of course, Paul took pictures with him and signed some autographs. That's part of it, isn't it? It is the human being. You can look at numbers all day long, but you need to find a right fit for your clubhouse, and he is as good a human being as you'll find.
Well, first off, that was a really cool moment.
Yeah, wasn't it?
There's no doubt about it. I think as we were all watching it sort of unfold, I'm not sure the kids really understood what they were doing at first, and then it hit them. But probably a moment they'll never forget, which is special.
But maybe they'll all go up to the team stores and buy jerseys now.
I think they go on sale on Friday. Yes, I think that's great. As I think about, though, when you talk about like fitting or culture into the clubhouse and what that looks like, everything we learned about Paul prior to making this deal was he's like one of the most popular players in a clubhouse and almost unanimously in our league. And so you know, I feel that's like one of the benefits of getting someone like this, and how I think he's going to take an enormous amount of pressure off other players. I think last year, if you recall, some of our middle of the lineup guys put a lot of pressure on themselves. They were trying to get it going early, and it just wasn't happening. And now all of a sudden, with someone like this in the lineup, and to you know, whether it's hitting behind someone like Matt Carpenter, hitting in the three hole, he's going to take pressure off some of our other bigger bats. And you know, that's just naturally what we felt we needed, because we want to see this offense get going. And then you combine that with our starting pitching, and then what you look at from the defensive side of things on the right side of that infield now, you know, we feel pretty confident about what we have going. Now, it doesn't mean we're done, but we're certainly excited about where we are today.
Do you need another left-handed bat?
I do think it's something that we do want to consider in terms of balancing out the bench. I don't think it's something that has to be like the highest priority, but when you look at our club, and especially when you're looking at the latter stages of a game, it would be something I think we should look at.
I spoke to Daniel Descalso on Wednesday after the trade went through, and he said, listen, I understand that Albert had the best first 10 years of any player in baseball history, but I asked him for a comparison, and he said, both on the field and off the field, as you just alluded to in terms of his character, John, the closest comparison he could make to Paul was Albert Pujols. Tony La Russa said the same thing. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's incredible compliments, and that's why you'd go down this path. And so when people ask, are you concerned about after 1 year, well, I'll worry about that then. But, you know, right now it's a great opportunity to improve this team, and I think from a fan base standpoint, it's going to be exciting to watch.
John, finally, we've talked so much about the bat, but all the other things he can do. Guy's stolen 32 bases in a season in his career. You probably do have the best right side defensively of an infield in baseball right now. How excited are you, and how many ways do you think outside of offensively, maybe fans aren't focused on right now, Paul is going to help you transform the way this club looks, the way this club not only scores runs but creates runs in other ways and prevents runs?
Yeah, I think when you really take a deep dive into his game, you realize it's he's a complete player. And when you think about what that means, is he's probably one of the better base runners in the game. Now, he's not Harrison Bader speed, but he's instinctive. He's smart. He knows how to take that extra 90 feet. And obviously, he's won a gold glove, multiple gold gloves, actually. So that speaks for itself. But he's just one of those guys that he does little things right, and he does them often. And when you have people on your team doing that, and using Albert Pujols as an example, it just makes other people better. And that's why you do this type of deal, because we needed to change the trajectory of where this club was.
What are we going to talk about on Monday in your suite now? Bullpen?
I don't know. Bench. I have a couple meetings I may attend, so I'm 50-50 if I'll even show up. So we'll
Gershon Moises are going to be thrown to the Wolves. Yes. Well, John, it's a great day. I know fans are so excited. I know a lot of work still ahead, but congratulations on making a big-time move and bringing in a player, but more importantly, a person like Paul Goldschmidt. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.